produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, 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 everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing? This is Your Finances, Your Future with Benita DeRees. I hope all is going extremely well in your life, but we are going to get into this topic of finances because so many of us, we're just not handling our money properly. We want to make sure, you know, that we start handling our money properly, especially in these times of today. You know, we never know exactly what is going to happen, and we want to just be well prepared on things that may happen in later on in the future. You may need to put some money to aside because you never know what's going to happen. You have to always have that account where you can grab from and pull money from just to fix some plumbing in the house or some electrical in the house and things of that nature. But we're going to finish this credit because, you know, I love talking about credit. I want everyone to get their credit straight because when your credit is not straight, when you have bad credit, low credit, borderline, fair credit, you want to get your credit to a point where if you go to apply for something, you're going to be guaranteed to get it. And you're going to be guaranteed probably with no money down, zero interest to little interest. You know, we don't want to get into areas where we're paying 15% on items that we wanting, like a car. We want to pay 15% on the car. No, when we get a credit card, we don't want to pay 24.995% on a credit card. That's extremely too much interest. You are losing out on so much money, and you're over time, that money is not going in your pocket. It's going to the person or company who you got that credit card from, who you got that car from, who you even got the loan from, the house mortgage from. We want to get it to a point where we are actually using our dollars for good and, you know, putting that money away to where we can have it for a rainy day. We always want to have rainy day money. You know, hopefully nothing ever really happens, but, you know, things happen. It's called life. And we want to make sure you have money for a rainy day, literally for a rainy day. Again, like I said, we're going to finish this topic of credit. I know I started it last month. Do you believe that 1 in 5 Americans have mistakes on their credit report? So if you're sitting in your office right now and you got 10 coworkers, Two of you already, you got mistakes on your credit report that you're not even aware of. So we got to learn, start understanding how to look at our credit report too, which that's going to be in another segment that I'm going to do, how to look at your credit report. Because you want to pull your credit report at least once or twice a year to see what errors is on your credit report so that you can have it fixed. Because sometimes the balance is wrong. Sometimes the dates open is wrong. You just learn how to read your credit report, which is very important for your finances. Because if you don't know how to read the credit report, then that's a part of your finances where you're losing out too. That should be like something you look at on a regular basis right now. And on annualreport.com, right now they're letting you get as many credit reports as you can, as you want, up until the end of the year. So if you want to get one once a week, you can get one once a week, because right now they're just allowing people to get their credit reports just to make sure it's correct, because there's a lot of scammers out going on right now. So take the opportunity to go on annualreport.com and get your free credit report. It's free. Go ahead and get it. But yeah, so 1 in 5 of us have mistakes on our credit report. And that right there is huge in its saying. So 40 million, okay guys, 40 million Americans have mistakes on one of their credit report. So that could be TransUnion, that can be Equifax, and that can be, I just went blank. TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. There it is. I got it, guys. Experian. On one of those reports, you may have errors on it. Can you believe that's 40 million of us that have an error on one of those reports? If not all three of them, honestly, because, you know, the law states that they all need to be identical all the way across. So all three of the bureaus should have identical information from the other ones. Now, let's break it down, because they don't work together. They don't know what each other's doing. They're their own separate company. So it's not like Equifax going to call TransUnion and say, hey, can you look on John's report and give me the date that's his last date of activity? Let's make sure it's correct. No, that's not how that works. They don't talk to each other. They're in non-communication with each other. So what they have on those separate reports, they could be wrong, because your Equifax, last date reporting date, it could be June 26th. The other one, TransUnion might have June 1st. Equifax might have May. So all of those are considered wrong on your credit report. Those are things that you need to be looking for to make sure, because you're losing points in those areas. It's based off of point system. You're losing points off of those areas. So you just want to make sure that you are aware of all three. Now, the credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, they have nothing to do with the government either. Those are separate private companies. So it's not, although they call it, you know, the credit agencies, they're not an agency attached to the government. It's their own, it's a private business, that private company that has nothing to do with the company itself. But they are regulated by the government. They have to follow guidelines and laws that have been put in place for them to follow. And if any of those are broken, or any of those laws aren't followed correctly, then those companies have a problem, because you can sue them. A lot of people don't know that. Yes, you can sue the credit bureaus if they don't fix mistakes on your credit report, and you know for a fact, you have proof that there's a mistake on your credit report and they didn't fix it. So those, they can be sued. You can hire a consumer attorney law, and they assist you with suing one of the credit bureaus. That's a whole nother topic too. It's so much to credit. It's not funny. It's just so much that you know, most of us do not even know about, that we need to learn more about credit, because it's so much information. So 10 million of us, you know, I'm gonna throw some statistics out there. So 10 million of us are paying overpaying as a result of these mistakes. And what I mean by overpaying is that your interest rates on your credit cards, your loans, your cars, loan, your mortgage, personal loans, all of those interest rates are higher because of these mistakes that's on the credit report. Now you gotta think, the credit bureau is out to make money. So the more mistakes you have on your credit report, they're making money off of you having bad credit. That's the name of the game. They're just making money off you having bad credit. If everybody had really, really good credit, the business, they might go out of business. Not sure. But they really anticipate Americans to continue to have bad credit, because that's how they make money. And that's how a lot of other people make money, with the high interest. They make money that way too. You know, they figured you're going to get a car for $2,500. and your interest rate is 11%, honestly, most, a lot of people, they're going to take that $2,500 credit card and they'll probably put $2,500 on it in the first 2 weeks of them having it. But, you know, now that card is maxed out and now they got to pay all the interest. And most people aren't going to pay next month. You know, we're just not. We're just not going to pay $2,500 next month to get that card back down to zero. But what we are going to do, and this is where we need to stop. You know, what we are going to do, we are going to pay that minimum balance just to keep that card going and make sure you're covering that minimum balance. But if you keep paying that minimum balance, you're not going to pay that card off anytime soon. So you always want to pay a little bit more than your minimum balance on your cards, because that $2,500, it may take you 3 years to pay it off if you keep paying the minimum balance. And then, you know, multiply that by your interest rate and see how much you really pay. You probably paid back the company, you know, you may have paid back, to the $2,500, you probably paid them back $5,500, depending on your credit, your interest rate. So we want to just make sure, you know, we're losing so much in potential overpaying and mistakes that we have. So we want to just make sure we're checking our credit reports at all time. Now, I'm going to break down the credit bureaus for you. Equifax was founded in 1899 in Atlanta, Georgia. Experian was founded in 1980 at Allentown, Texas. And then TransUnion was founded in 1968 in Chester, PA. Now, there is another credit agency most people don't even, they're not even, it's actually a lot of credit agencies that we have, credit bureaus, I'm sorry, that we have that a lot of people aren't aware of. We're just aware of these main three because they're at the top of the list. But we have Innovis, which was founded in 1970, and that was in Pittsburgh, PA. So mainly what Innovis do is they gather a list and they sell the information to lenders. So send the information like pre-approval letters. So they deal a lot with mortgage information. So that's what Innovis do. They deal with a lot with mortgage information. So in that way, you know, even though they can be on your credit report and you can actually request a credit report from them. That's another one you might want to go to get a credit report too, just to see what they have on you, on your report. But the thing about the credit bureaus is that, like I said earlier, they have to follow laws. So most of people don't realize that, you know, credit bureaus can be fined, most can be sued, credit collections agencies can be fined, they can be sued also, because they are following laws. And one of the laws you might be familiar with is the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, which was established to protect us. We're the consumers. So they were there to protect us from unfair, fraudulent tactics. So, you know, some of these laws had to come in place because, you know, these credit bureaus, they weren't playing fairly with the consumers. So these things had to be in place to protect us. And we want to make sure if we're being protected by the FTC, that we're aware of this law. But the FTC is to protect consumers from and it's not just credit bureaus either. The FTCA protects consumers from a lot of things. You know, they're our protectors. Let's call it that way. in the retail industry, loan industries, you know, they're all over the place to make sure consumers that we're not being ripped off. So you just want to get yourself familiar with the FTC. There, you can pull that information up and you can just Google it and pull it up and just read it just so you have your knowledge of what consumer rights are. The other one is the FDCPA, and they regulate the collectors. It tells collectors what they can and cannot do. Okay. So if they regulate, and that stands for Fair Debt Collection Practice Act. I'm sorry, I didn't say that before, but FDCPA is Fair Debt Collection Act, Practice Act. So they get to protect, they are told what to do and what they can't do as far as collectors. Laws, so they can't, they can't call you and threaten you saying, okay, if you don't pay this collection bill, we're going to sue you. They can't call and harass you at your job. They can't call your job and say, you know what, if you don't pay us, we're going to call and tell your boss. You know, they can't call your job at all. They can't harass you in any way, shape, or form. So you want to make sure if you are getting a collection call and you're getting them all the time, you want to let them know first to send you the information, you know, that don't even, when if they call, don't even say it's you. You know, because they'll be on the phone with you all day long if you say that. Oh, yeah, I got the person on the line. Let's, you know, we're just trying to figure out if we can settle this debt. You know, just you know, politely say hang up or, you know, just hang up from as soon as you hear it's a collection call, because they got to tell you it's a collection call. That's what they have to tell you, too. And they have to tell you that it's a collection call also. So you just want to definitely just hang up the phone. And then if you want, I would suggest that you send a letter to that collection agency and telling them to cease all phone calls and to only contact you via mail only. Now, what you don't want to do is say cease all contact. So you don't want to tell the collection agency to cease all contact, because if you tell the collection agency to cease all contact and they take you to court and they try to sue you, guess what? They don't have to contact you. So which means there will be a court date that you will not be at, and then they'll show up, and guess what? They'll win the judgment automatically because you didn't show up. So again, I'm going to repeat that. If you have collectors calling you, just hang up the phone, send a certified letter just stating cease all calls, only contact me via postal mail. So that way they can still get a hold to you, but they're not calling you 15, 20 times a day like they can. That could be actually considered harassment too. If they call you that many times a day, it could be considered harassment. So you definitely don't want to continue to take those phone calls and feeling threatened all the time because of the collection agency. Okay. The other one is called FACTA Act, the Fair and Accurate Credit Transaction Act. This is for creditors and how to dispute. So when you're ready to dispute say you found an error on your credit report and you're ready to dispute, this is the act that protects you, saying you have all rights to go after anything that's inaccurate on your credit report. And the credit bureaus have to do some type of investigation. Now, you know, a lot of times we know they don't do an investigation on the first, second, third, whatever round, because they're going to send you back letters and it's going to say, oh, this was updated, oh, this was deleted. A lot of times they like to say the file was updated, but you know, but exactly what was updated is not what they're going to tell you. Is what was updated. Just going to say it was updated. You might have 15 things inaccurate on your credit report that you sent to the credit bureau and they just sent you back, okay, report updated. Well, what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? Because you said it's updated, but you didn't say what was updated. You guys hear me? They said it was updated, but they didn't tell you what was updated. So this is where you have to learn. This is, like I said, you have to know how to dispute with the credit. Because a lot of us say, okay, it said updated. But now what? Most people just say, okay, forget it. They said it's updated, so I guess they fixed my credit report. But the thing is, you want to know exactly what did they pick on your credit report. You want to make sure what they said, and if they not, you just write them a second letter. But always remember the FACTA Act is the how you can dispute with the furnisher and to get your information. Identity theft, they have to block accounts. So make sure you have identity theft. If you don't just say, okay, this wasn't mine, this not mine, if you send a letter in, dispute a letter, don't say this isn't yours, because factual disputing, which I'll talk about also, we're going to talk about factual disputing, probably will be our next recording is factual disputing. But you just still want to make sure you're not sending the credit bureau saying, this is not my account, Okay, it's enough errors on your credit report to fight that account and try to get it deleted or removed off your account. If it's causing you any issues as far as getting loans and things of that nature. So let's go back to, like I said, identity theft. Identity theft, when you say it's not yours, you know, you can't say it's just identity theft, because identity theft, they'll remove it for a short period of time, possibly. But it's going to pop right back up because you haven't given them proof that you had identity theft. You didn't provide a police report. You didn't provide anything, you know, that of value to the bureaus to say, okay, this was identity theft. So they're going to put it right back on there. Trust me when I say that. They're going to put it right back because you didn't provide them with any type of proof that it was identity theft. So we all want to say it's identity theft, guys. Then we also have, you know, most people is familiar with HIPAA, the HIPAA Act, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. This is all for your hospitals, your clinics, your doctors. It basically is to protect you for your information. So if it's protecting you from your medical information, so it's there to protect your medical information. So when your medical information ends up on your credit report, if HIPAA is there to protect it, how is it on your credit report? You know, sometimes medical stuff isn't, you know, sometimes when you do your dispute, they'll automatically take off the medical. I know I've done it a couple times and they've taken it off because I believe they just looked at the HIPAA Act and, you know, read the guidelines and, you know, how can you send my medical information to a collector? Because now that collector had to show me what the medical bill is. Now you're giving them my personal information. That's just how I feel about it. You just gave somebody my personal medical information. So that's not right either. You want to just make sure. When I say, you know, guys, really, really get a copy of your credit report, I really, really want you to go through line by line by line and see if those accounts are yours. You'll be amazed that, you know, some things that may be yours, it may not be yours. And sometimes when it's not yours, it's because a family member has the same name you have. And what they did was do a mix. They did a mix report. That means they mixed your name and the other person's name and put their information on your credit report. And your information might be on their report too. You never know because you don't know what theirs look like. So if you have a father and a son and his name is similar, and then the other one, you know, the son has Junior on the end of it. So let's say, Bill Smith and then Bill Smith Jr. Now, just because their names are similar in their father and son, dad may have bad, horrible credit, extremely horrible credit. And the son is trying to obtain credit or get credit, but on the credit report, it shows all of his dad information. So those are reasons why you want to go line by line to make sure everything on there actually belongs to you. You may have someone that may not even be related to you. You never know, but you guys got the same name. I know I have a cousin. We both have the same name. So you want to make sure, even in some situations like that, when you know somebody has the exact same name as yours, just make sure it's just not there. It's not your information on that particular account. On your account, I should say. But your credit report is so important because, like I said, it's helping you assist you with your finances. And a lot of people tend not to pay attention to this part. But if you really dive into the credit report or the credit industry, you will see all the rules. You'll learn all the regulations. Like the few that I just gave you, it's literally the FTCA, the FDCPA, the HIPAA, it's pages and pages of information. I just gave you just the basics of what you really need to know so you don't have to go into reading all these pages and trying to decipher what it means. Okay, so as we go into this credit series, we're going to continue to learn more information. I'm going to continue to give you guys more valuable information where you could just take it yourself and repair your own credit if you would like to repair your own credit. Because one thing I think is what we're lacking is that we don't have the knowledge for our credit and we just sit back and say, oh, well. So what we have to do is get out of that oh well mentality and start fighting for us, fighting for you, because you don't want to keep saying oh well. If you get denied for a car loan, the answer is not oh well. The answer is how can I fix it to get me that car I want? Because you don't want to be on a bus every day, you know. You don't want to drive the same car you have for the past 10 years and it's falling apart, and every month you got to go fix something and it's falling, you know, oil leaking and the battery went, you know, things of that nature. You want to get it to a point where you can walk anywhere, any dealership, any bank, credit cards, and feel good that you have good credit to where you will not get denied for anything that you apply for. So we have to get in the mentality that we need credit. Credit is a lot of people, some people don't use credit, but I think credit is what people need. I mean, how else are you going to get money possibly if you had a breakdown? You have a credit card, it's, you know, use it for your car that broke down if you don't have cash on hand. So credit is good. I mean, if you use it, then you get credit cards. If you like to travel a lot, you get the credit cards that has the perks on it. You know, I have somebody that fly and get hotel rooms for free because that's how much he used that particular card. And he get hotels for free. He get flights for free. But you have to learn the basics to get to that point. Is it something that's going to happen in 24 hours? I mean, I'm sorry, in 24 hours or 2 months from now, 3 months from now? No, your finances didn't get bad in 24 hours or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Your finances got bad over years. So if your finances got bad over years, don't expect to fix your finances overnight. It's just not going to happen. You're going to have to take the time to learn to fix your credit. It's something you're just going to have to take time. You know, I know a lot of people you'll see on the internet and they say, oh, I can fix your credit in 30 days. They'll be very, very suspicious of the person or that's saying that, because a lot of times you get something removed and then guess what? 3-4 months later, it's right back on your credit report. So it's still hampering you from getting what you want. So be very aware. It's not an overnight process. This may take 6 to 8 months. It may take a year, 18 months. It just depends on how much you have to work on your credit, because like I said, a lot of people just don't pay attention to their credit, and we get into the situation where we get into that mindset, like I said before, oh, well, I messed up my credit, so I'm not going to worry about it. Absolutely not. That is not absolutely not. We are not going to have that mindset, ladies and gentlemen. So I am going to end for today. We're going to come back next month, and we're going to talk about we're going to talk about how to read your credit, how to read the report, so you guys can learn how to read the report. I'll probably have one in front of me so I can make sure I go over each line by line by line. Again, I hope you guys have a wonderful day, evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are at in the world and enjoying yourself. So I will be talking to you guys next month. This is your Finances Your Future with Vanita Dorice. If you would like to connect with me, I am on social media as Vanita Dorice. Have a great and pleasant day, evening, morning.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.